Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of motivation and understanding as you write the laws on our hearts and our minds, Father God, of this great love, Father God, that you have for us, that you have given to us by breaking down every wall of hostility that could keep us from your family, from your goodness, from your destiny and your beauty, your divine romance, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 2 from verse 12 to 15. For we've been buried with him into his death. Our baptism into death also means we were raised with him when we believed in God's resurrection power. The power that raised him from the death realm. This realm of death describes our former state, for we were held in sin's grasp. But now we've been resurrected out of that realm of death, never to return, for we are forever alive and forgiven of all our sins. He cancelled our every legal violation we had on our record and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all, our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed into his cross and nailed permanently there as a public display of cancellation. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were his.
Hallelujah. These powerful words just point out, you know, that everything has been done. In the death of Jesus, he died for mankind. He dealt with the fall in every way. All the legal deception that Satan used was dealt with. It was cancelled out. And then in his resurrection, 3 days, three nights, he paid the price for sin. He paid the price to claim his people back. And then in his resurrection, that is where when we wake up to his resurrection, we wake up to his goodness on our behalf, because we see that the Son of God, Jesus, the firstborn among many, has ultimately paid the price, and nothing could keep him in hell. He could be raised up from darkness, hell, Abraham's bosom itself, right into heaven. And it's that resurrection power we have now as children of God to endorse the freedom. Yesterday we spoke about the body of the sins of the flesh. That spirit has been dealt with, and we have received a new spirit in the resurrection, so we can partake of the goodness of God. So this was all publicly declared to the principalities of darkness, the devil and his angels, that everything has been done. They know everything has been done. They bore witness to Jesus leading captivity captive, leading the people in the old covenant we saw that were waiting for the day of perfection, waiting for the kingdom. In Hebrews 11, they speak about it. But then when Jesus came, price was paid, he let them into heaven itself. And the gifts of God, the good gifts, the spiritual blessings to bring us into maturity, to restore us to be holy and blameless before the Father in the Son, has all been given. We see that in Ephesians 1 verse 4. So there is nothing. The devils, the powers and principalities know this too, because it's been legally done. God is a God of justice. And it's just for us now to legally see. When he died, we died. When he was raised, we were raised to never die again, to never be enforced by this evil spirits, that spirits at work in sons of disobedience being taken away. So we got the spirit of obedience, the spirit that calls out, Abba Father. We got a good Father because we are co-heirs with Christ in the perfect work of redemption. That is not of us, it's of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's what we are enjoying now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.